This is your news for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. Costco shoppers will have a lot more payment options at checkout next year. The Warehouse Club on Monday named Citigroup Inc. and Visa Inc. as its new credit card partners, replacing American Express as the exclusive credit card brand at its stores beginning in April of next year. Costco Wholesale Club Corp's deal will expand greatly the type of plastic that is accepted at the chain, which previously only accepted Amex credit cards and debit cards branded by Visa and MasterCard. Now, shoppers will be able to use many other different types of Visa credit cards that are issued by other financial institutions, as well as a new credit card that is offered by Citi, one of the nation's biggest issuers. The new agreement means that credit cards branded by MasterCard or Discover Financial Services still won't be accepted at Costco stores. Costco will continue to accept Visa and MasterCard debit cards. This agreement calls for Citi to replace Amex in issuing Costco's co-branded credit cards. Citi already is a large issuer of such cards that build loyalty among specific shoppers, providing cards for the likes of hotel chain Hilton Worldwide Holdings and Home Depot. Credit card use by businesses up 25% in 2 years. New data indicates that U.S. businesses are increasingly relying on credit cards. Despite several years of slow economic growth, purchasing card spending has greatly increased and is predicted to continue. Between 2011 and 2013, spending increased 25%, from $196 billion to $245 billion, and is forecast to continue increase at a rate of around 10% through 2018. The U.S. Department of Education announced Friday it would end contracts with 5 private collection agencies. While the Education Department's Federal Student Aid Office handles student loans, it contracts out to debt collection agencies to collect payments on those loans. These agencies must adhere to federal debt collection laws, in particular the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Unfortunately, as the Education Department has found, 5 such agencies were likely providing inaccurate information to borrowers. Doing so stands to agencies' benefit. If these agencies mislead borrowers about their options to get out of default, they stand to reap even more collection fees. Why they need them is debatable. According to Dwight Vigna, an Education Department official, debt collectors expect to make nearly $5.8 billion in commissions over the 4-year period, ending in 2016. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.